Live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up anything. All you have to do is dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Tonight in studio, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're going to go right back into your phone calls. The police state is one of the topics on the table for discussion. You don't have to talk about that. It is Free Talk Live. But what sparked the conversation is the proposal for Chicago that the National Guard and state troopers be brought in to occupy the streets. And I find that pretty frightening. And I don't know if you do as well, but you know, one of my questions that I asked last hour was, what is the criteria? By what indicators will you use to determine that you live in a police state? 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones, though, and talk to Mead on the line in Pennsylvania. Mead, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
All right, so here's the thing. I'm going to reference moments in history, all right? So we look at different communist regimes, even the Nazis in Germany, and what they first did was they took away weapons, all right? And we're currently seeing that today, all right? Especially in, as you brought up, Chicago, and turning that into a police state. So what we're seeing is a confiscated weapons already, all right? Pretty much every firearm is illegal in Chicago, all right? And then now they're bringing in military to, you know.
Well, not yet. It's a proposal.
Well,
it's a proposal.
All right, they might. Okay. It's still worrisome that they even proposed it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what's next? I mean, the next step for Germany was to start imprisoning people who were a threat, Jews.
And other people. One thing I'd like to counterpoint on your point here is, you know, that gun laws in the United States have become less restrictive since the late 80s, right?
Excuse me?
Gun laws in the United States have become less restrictive.
Does that apply to Illinois, though?
It does not certainly apply to Chicago, and I couldn't speak for Illinois as a state.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Firearm laws have become less restrictive, especially concealed carry laws. You can actually look up the map, and it has become a lot less restrictive when it comes to concealed carry laws. But what we're coming across now is states are going backward in time. You look at New York and Colorado. They're going back. And so we have this brief moment of freedom. Ever since 1987 when they introduced the automatic firearm bill. All right, that's when we could not own fully automatic firearms. Okay, you can own them if you get a tax stamp. And,
yes.
But now to purchase the firearm, they put a rarity to them. A cheap M16, all right, prior ban is about $20,000 to $30,000. All right, so
yeah, it's really expensive because it's just difficult to get this this license. There's very few of them. And basically,
they
bought up by people that make money doing
small
it.
Small market. Yeah, exactly. And so what I'm saying is, yes, gun rights have become less restrictive, but in certain areas, they're becoming more restrictive. And I think that we're going to start seeing a theme where they just keep being more restrictive, more restrictive, more
well,
restrictive.
Well, and you mentioned New York. Obviously, they started to clamp down after the recent tragedy at the school in Connecticut. And as I understand it there, you know, they can use those gun registration numbers and information to go after people and you know, certify they're compliant and check them out and, you know, try to bring them up on charges.
And see, and that's what the military members going in can do. I mean, we look at New Orleans, or Katrina, when that happened. We were in a state of chaos, okay? So what happened was the military came in and started confiscating firearms.
They sure did. There's video of it. For anybody that doesn't believe you, there's video footage of National Guardsmen going around, and also California Highway Patrol had come out to help out for whatever reason.
Right.
To take people's guns.
No rhyme or reason. Right. So what we're going to...
Well, their reason was, well, there's a helicopter and somebody shot at it, so we've got to take everybody's guns.
First of all, I doubt that somebody shot at a helicopter, especially because they were seeking refuge via that helicopter. So...
Well, Well, even if it's true, it doesn't matter. Even if it's true that somebody took a shot.
Right. You punish them.
Now they're going to make everyone defenseless in a situation where people are looting and being possibly very, very dangerous. You make everybody defenseless, and there aren't. Yeah, it's a scary. Right. That's a scary thing. And a lot of those people never got their guns back, from what I understand, later on.
A lot of them did, actually. It was just they did not have their firearms for months, even some people years. But a lot of them did get them back.
Whoopee-doo.
Yeah.
Luckily, they weren't murdered in that time frame or robbed or whatever.
I mean, who's to say they couldn't have been? Anyway, but, I mean, so we look at what's going down. We no longer have freedom of speech, all right, very restrictive freedom of speech, okay? If I say, I mean, with the whole issue with the IRS, if I would have mentioned that I was a Tea Partier, which I'm not, just hypothetically speaking, then they would have, you know, started doing tax audits on me. That's no longer freedom of speech. We look at the Second Amendment. They're clamping down on
that. Well, they've been targeting activists for a long time. There's nothing new about that.
Right. But now,
I mean, to act as though all of this is just happening recently is not honest.
It's the part of this me that just kind of disturbs me. Yeah, I think that there are politicians that don't like guns. But I don't know if guns are the canary in the mine for human liberty. I tend to think not during Saddam Hussein's rule. No, well, can I make a rebuttal? During Saddam Hussein's rule, everybody in Iraq had an AK-47. Guns don't make you free.
Good point.
Right, but without firearms, all right, a government that oppresses its people means that they don't fear their people. A government that fears their people will not oppress their people.
A government has nothing to fear from people with guns. Honestly, that's what it comes down
to. And your example about
Saddam Hussein, supposedly a despot, had nothing to fear from his people. Many
because
despots
his people liked him.
Okay, well, whatever. I there are despots around the world. In Yemen, people have there's no denying that the dictator in Yemen, supported by the United States, is disliked by a large percentage of his population, and they've got automatic weapons.
Mead, thanks for your call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I guess maybe he might suggest, or somebody coming from that perspective might suggest that, well, Americans are different, Mark. Americans have a revolutionary spirit. They're more likely to rise up against their oppressors with their firearms.
Americans with butcher knives could take, you know, if all citizens wanted to rise up against their government, they could do it with butcher knives, pitchforks, and torches, if that's what they wanted
to
do.
Fact is, the government guys aren't afraid of you, with or without the guns, right?
I mean, the guns aren't being used on the government guys. This is what muddies the water in the conversation about guns, because oftentimes the gun touters will, you know, trot out despotic regimes that have disarmed their people, and they have. There's no doubt about it. But the suggestion is that, whoa, we better watch out. We're going to be in a gulag here shortly if we let them take our guns. And you know what? You're likely to go to if the government wants to put you in a gulag, you'll never pick up your gun. You'll never pick it up. You'll never do anything about it. So quit crying about your guns and government and how they're taking your freedoms. Your freedoms have been taken already. You get to keep your gun, and your freedoms are gone. The United States is 47th in the world in press freedom.
It's also not even in the top 10, I don't think, anymore, in overall economic freedom.
Economic freedom, it's 18th in the Fraser Institute's Free the World Chart or whatever it is. 18th. You got your guns, though.
Yeah, how's that working out? 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. We can continue with your thoughts maybe on firearms restrictions or your general loss of freedom. And it's not something that happened since 2011. It's not something that happened since September 11th. It's just more apparent. They're just doing it more obviously now. They're taking away more freedoms and, you know, crushing your liberty. But they were doing it before that. And they've been doing it for decades. It's just been a long process of people losing their liberties because they're not willing to stand up for them. That's the problem, in my opinion.
Guns included.
It's Free Talk Live. You take control.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're doing the live Saturday edition of the program. The toll-free number is 855-453. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI, and SACL CAI has for a long time been a big sponsor of Free Talk Live. Really appreciate Jason Osborne and the crew over there and the great work that that they do. One of the other things Jason has been doing with his time is School Sucks Project. It's a podcast and so much more.
Right. It's a podcast not about how school sucks, but in fact how education is not necessarily best achieved inside of the public school or even just the sort of traditional schooling format. That they talk about deconstructing state indoctrination, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, better communication strategies. You find out about all this stuff by listening to School Sucks, the School Sucks Project podcast, or participating in the forums and that kind of thing at schoolsucksproject.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is toll-free. Bob's on the line in Montana listening to KNNS. Hello, Bob.
Hey, how's it going?
What's on your mind tonight?
Make it here. But, hey, if you want more callers, I can give you a hint here. I had misunderstood the number for quite a while. I never knew how to call in.
Oh, really?
What are we saying wrong?
Well, because 855-4? When you say it, I was hearing 855-453.
Oh.
Yeah, that's, you can't dial anything with that. Yeah,
yeah, we say 855-450-FREE. Free. So I'm
so
not sure how you...
453.
Yeah. I kept thinking you were saying three there. Just blurring that.
I've heard that before.
Anyway.
Well, you figured it out. Congratulations. I don't know how many more callers that would bring us, but
yeah,
I appreciate the suggestion.
Four points here I wanted to shoot through real quick. So give me a little free bandwidth here. I actually did a song called Groping for Security. It's on my website, on my Sound Doctrine site. It's a comedy number. You know, the president, he promised to keep us free, you know, kind of idea, and just all the things we're sacrificing for this. But one of the verses goes, it's talking 150 million fly worldwide per year. The extra time we're taking is going to cost more life hours than bombs and braziers. You know, it's just this whole concept.
I don't understand that. What's that mean?
You do the math. I mean, rather than looking for bombs everywhere, you know, as it is, I could take a can of supplement on a plane, fill it with something that's a contact explosive, and, you know, they don't even check those things. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
I think that it's true that the TSA is a security theater and intended to make us feel better.
There's no security. If a serious terrorist wanted to really hurt somebody, they've got ample bandwidth of how to do it if they even think. And I hope they'll, you know, take my suggestion and, you know, start checking that. Of course, then it'll boggle things even more. But
you want them to start checking what?
Oh, like if you're bringing a can of supplement on, it's a powder. Mm-hmm. You know, and they'll let you do that, but shoot, I mean, citric acid, you know.
So you think that airport restrictions should be tighter, is what you're saying? They should be doing more checks?
That's what I'm saying. You can micromanage it down further and further. You can just incur more and more time you're putting in, effort you're putting into this. But what we have seen is we've stopped no terrorists doing this at all.
The TSA has never caught a terrorist.
That's true.
And the ones that they did catch, the FBI was grooming them to be terrorists. They had
correct. And the TSA didn't even catch those guys. It was those were other
people.
Things.
Yeah, that's what. Yeah, exactly. They took inept people that never would have been a threat if they had just left them alone. They would have just been disgruntled people. The world's full of disgruntled people. You
right. Instead, they send a handler in, and the handler gives them money and gives them encouragement.
Yeah, exactly. It's just so ludicrous. Now, you know, what I'm figuring is you got 150 million people flying worldwide per year. If you tack another hour of each of those lives down to the pavement by making them get there early and be frisked and everything, you count the life hours. The cost
it's huge.
Cost is prohibitive. It's like you're killing 180 people a year or something.
You're certainly destroying business. You're certainly making people late and inefficiently doing things, and that's a huge cost that's incalculable. It's an incalculable cost.
People's lives, their hours, right? I mean, you only got so many hours to live.
Yep, that's true.
You've got to do the math and be reasonable. Let me equate this to something that we can all think about in a different realm. Insurance. People paying for insurance on postage. Postage insurance. Some people are very insecure, and I run a little business where I, you know, just help people with different repairs for old analog synths and synthesizers. And I have some things where I can just send them out in envelopes, and it only costs a dollar to send it overseas. Now, I recently sent a guy, you know, three envelopes. He wanted a bunch of these, and so I went, well, I can send him in three envelopes for like $3.30. As opposed to putting them in a pack for $7 and risking them all getting lost, or adding $11 onto the cost
for insurance.
And buying insurance. Now, they only lose one package in several hundred. So if you live your life that way, here's what you're doing. Over your life, you're paying for insurance at $11 a pop for everything you buy from an American dealer. Now, these guys, probably over their life, they'll buy 100 things like that. And you
sure.
spent $1,100 on the registered mail fees for the privilege of what? You know?
Of well, peace of mind.
The worst part of it, one can argue about the practicality of purchasing insurance, and that much is true. But when it comes to government, it's the forcing me to buy insurance in this circumstance.
Exactly.
I think the TSA is a wasteful, incompetent government bureaucracy.
Oh, absolutely.
That just puts takes a bunch of people that could be working and doing productive things out in the real world, puts them standing around and ordering people about.
Hey, Bob, how many points out of your four have we gotten through so far, by the way?
Yeah, if they want to pay for insurance, I'll let them do it. But, I think people should have the option.
Hey, Bob, how many of your 4 points are we through so far? Because obviously we've got to get some other people on the line.
We're through the math, and we glanced out over the police state and the insurance. The Trayvon thing, quickly, on the innocent till proven guilty thing, I think there was no way they could have convicted him based on the evidence. I mean, those thing that was...
But different people have different evidence in this case. The thing is that when you sit down with somebody who disagrees with your opinion that they couldn't be that he couldn't be convicted, they will trot out evidence that they believe thoroughly.
You said that once already. Don't repeat that again. I'm just saying that...
Well, you're not the only one listening to the show, Bob. There are always new people tuning in.
I'm just saying, I'm just challenging people to give me the actual evidence. I just know I'm going to run out of time here.
And you're out. Thanks for the call, Bob. Appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. But there is no evidence to give because nobody was there except for George Zimmerman, right?
Yeah, that's the dead men tell no tales.
Let's continue here. Kurt is on the line in Michigan on Skype. Kurt.
Gentlemen, how are you tonight?
Super. Go ahead.
Good audio.
Oh, great. This is the same device I'd call on the telephone, so now we know it's the lines and not the microphone.
Very good, sir.
So a while back, week and a half or so, a young lady called. I think her name was Jana from California.
Yes.
And she had concerns as to how a justice system might coalesce within a free society.
That was a good conversation, yes.
It was very good. Now, I think in a free society, insurance companies would be a much different animal than what's known today, absent all the labyrinthian and exhaustive regulation heaped upon them, absent the compulsory nature of the insurances. I think they'd be required to bring a better product, a more flexible product, at a better price to market.
Stand by. We can talk further, if you'd like, about your ideas in moments. 855-450-FREE, getting away from the government justice system and turning to the market. How would that work exactly? Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell? Yes? Okay. Can you sell the intangible? If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise@GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise@GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. It's the live Saturday edition of the program. We're here to take your calls about whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. And then, if we get a chance, marijuana medical grade for children. We'll explain what that's all about here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. In fact, we've got somebody on Skype right now. We're going to get back to that shortly. Also want to remind you to go to freetalklive.com, where we have a mobile site. So if you have a smartphone and you'd like quick access to our live streams and more, just go to m.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
There's a great online web comic that's pro-liberty, and it's produced every weekday. They put up a new color web comic every day on the internet, and it's at quantumvibe.com. It's a science fiction story about a girl in the future who's from a very free city, going around and visiting different sort of corporatist and statist communities around the solar system. She deals with all kinds of problems with space, and there's lots of science involved in it, and further, she deals with lots of sort of human problems, too. If you haven't read Quantum Vibe, go check out Quantum Vibe. Read the last, 30 comics or something like that. It's completely free at quantumvibe.com. And if you have read the comic and you enjoy it, go. Now's your opportunity to get the hard copy version of Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole. It's available from shop.freetalklive.com, from Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com, and directly from bigheadpress.com. It list price at $15 at Big Head Press, and actually it's a bit of a discount at Amazon through shop.freetalklive.com.
That's right. All right, we'll continue here with your calls and thoughts. Kurt is on the line in Michigan, and Kurt, you had just begun to share some of your thoughts about maybe how things might work in the absence of a government monopoly on justice, on a government monopoly of courts or police. Is that what you were sharing?
Right. Well, you know, I think that when you use the term insurance company, people get a little skeeved out because of what insurance companies are today. Mm-hmm. You know, these are not entities that are there to help their policyholders, right? But I think that that would change in a free society because, you know, obviously you wouldn't have, you know, the exhaustive regulations and, like I said, the compulsory nature of many insurances, like
right.
unemployment
to,
and
if
auto.
If you're forced to buy a product by the government, then it doesn't have to be that great of a product on the company's
right.
part.
And it's expensive, too. So, but I think that it coalesced into insurance companies competing to supply, like, three different types of umbrella policies. A multilateral policy, a large purchase multilateral policy, and then a unilateral policy.
What does that mean, multilateral?
Well, a multilateral is an agreement in which all the parties agree to interact, right?
Okay.
So, like, a multilateral policy would cover your mundane, everyday purchases. Those things you do on an ongoing basis or, you know, daily basis, fuel for your vehicle, your home, food, road subscriptions. These would always be, you know, these would all be contractual agreements in a free society, right? So I'm sure the larger product suppliers of these would have several major insurers that they deal with so to expand their customer base, just like firms today, except Visa and MasterCard, Discover, and American Express, right? So you'd flash a card or swipe it or in some other way register your purchase and the shared insurance, you know, with your shared insurance company, and you're bound by their previous, your previous arbitration agreement.
Okay.
Now, the larger multilateral agreements would be for products that are, you know, life-changing, you know, houses, cars, businesses. They'd be much more tailored to the event rather than the machinations of everyday life. And then, of course, there's the unilateral one, which is the most important one because, you know, that's, you know, what happens if I get beat up or raped or a loved one murdered? You know, these are things for which you have made no conscious decision to engage, right?
Right. You know, you don't have an agreement with the other party in that
right.
case.
And this is where the right of subrogation comes in that you touched on, right? That this is key to the system. As an underwriter, the indemnifier would make whole the victim to the greatest extent possible.
Meaning if you were beaten up and robbed, then the insurer
company
would then make you whole as much as possible and then go after
your
back.
For your bills and your pain and suffering and the loss of, during the robbery as well,
yep.
you know? You know, and then by the right of subrogation, they would attempt to recoup that payoff from the aggressor. You know, in the event of a more personal crime like rape or murder, the victims or the heirs of the victims may want to be more involved in the dispensation of that justice and may even want to carry it out themselves, as distasteful as that might be.
Yeah, it's certainly ugly when you look at places like Iran, where recently a young woman who had been, I guess, blinded by a suitor. I don't know what to call it. He wasn't her lover. He was just some guy who wanted to date her and threw some acid.
Spurned a suitor.
Spurned suitor. He threw some acid in her face because she didn't want to date him. And so what she decided that she wanted from him was she didn't want him to go to jail. She wanted to put
disfigurement.
Yeah, she wanted acid put in his eyes so that he was as blind as she was. Mm. And you know, so it was it's a sad situation.
I would hope written into any insurance policy would be a 6 month or a year cool off period where you could get your head together, assess what's been done to you, and not fly off the handle. But, you know, again, if you lose your rights to the extent that you aggressed against somebody else's rights in a free society.
It's true. I mean, I don't think that violence solves problems, and eye for an eye in this case certainly does make the whole world blind.
But I don't think mercy all the time solves problems either, because what that does is that empowers the aggressor. If somebody gets mercy
anybody
all the time.
To pick the bat.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Anybody willing to pick up the bat, it yeah. empowers.
Yeah, if mercy all the time. Now, I don't think that one needs to be, you know, harsh in their, you know, I think it takes all kinds, is what I think. And, you know, the victim has to think about what it is for them, too. I guess this might make the next person who picks up some acid in Iran think about it.
What about the objection, though, Kurt? I mean, just kind of playing the role of the person who's not sure about this. What about the objection of, well, what if the protection provider becomes the government? What if they just decide to start aggressing against people because they've got enough customers or whatever?
If their only argument is we can't try something else because we may end up with what we have now, then I think that that's pretty silly right there.
Yeah, it's just based in fear. It's fear of the unknown.
Because I might digress to what we have.
Thanks for the call, Kurt. Appreciate your thoughts tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. This is a concept that's really, it was tough to really grasp, the idea of going to a free market justice system and replacing the monopoly courts and police with choice in the marketplace.
300 years ago, and even now in certain places around the world, Egypt comes to mind. I know they're having some trouble there. People couldn't imagine. But right in Massachusetts Bay Colony, people could not imagine people being of different religions living together. Mm. It just wasn't possible. They did not imagine it as possible. They used the term social anarchy, was the terminology that they used to describe the idea that Quakers might live among Puritans in the Massachusetts Bay Colony. Mm. This was all over the English Revolution, all over the Western world. These issues were coming up. But now, here, we manage, by and large, to live with people who have different cultures and different religions, all in the same neighborhood. And it's not the social anarchy we were told it was going to be. Certainly, you'll find some small percentage of the population that harkens back to this time. They're out there. They believe that, that this is the right way to do it. But as time goes by, those people tend to dwindle off. My grandmother beat my uncles, my great-grandmother beat my great-uncles with a stick when she found a deck of cards that they had.
Gambling.
This is the kind of social conservatism that existed in the early 20th century. That was relatively commonplace. But now cards, big deal. They're playing cards.
Did that stop them from gambling?
Oh, my grandmother gambled all the time.
So, what a hypocrite.
No, that was my great-grandmother. So I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't being clear.
Maybe I didn't pay close enough attention there.
Yeah. Their mom beat them with a stick. And I think the whole great-grandmother and great-uncle thing is very confusing. Great-uncles can be the children, depending on how it goes, of great-grandmothers.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's a dumb way to name them.
Let's go to Frank. He's in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Frank.
Hello. Good evening.
Welcome,
listen, I'm an educated white American male. I voted for Obama. Everybody in my family voted for Obama.
All right.
About 2 years ago, I turned around. I was attacked in a very upscale neighborhood by one low-life white trash male.
Stand by, Frank. I want to get the rest of your story here in moments. We'll bring you back. So hang on. 855.
Sounds racially charged.
He said he was white and the other guy was white trash.
Whatever. He certainly put push in those colors.
855-453 is the toll-free number. You can take control. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, new kid. Ever have that dream where nothing works? Orders are backed up, production lines not producing, management screaming, no solution in sight? Not me. Why? Granger. Granger's got everything we need. In a book, an app, a website, hundreds of branches. Knowing a solution is on its way soothes me to sleep at night. I love the Granger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Several research studies show that people who are on the same diet and exercise program lose 3 to 4 times as much weight when taking 1,100 milligrams of pure green coffee extract than they do when not taking it. So if you are serious about losing weight, call Longevity Medical Clinic to order your bottle of pure green coffee extract at 866-869-6864, extension 1. That's 866-869-6864, extension 1. Or order online at lmclinic.com. That's lmclinic.com.
Bill Carroll here for Blue Tech. Just because the IRS says you owe them a lot of money, are you just going to do what? Throw your hands up in the air and write a check? What are you doing? You got to fight this stuff. Here's what you need to do. Make a free call to Blue Tax right now. Get a second opinion. You got to do at least that. 800-501-7730. Don't let the IRS push you around with collection calls and bank liens and levies and property seizures. Let Blue Tax share some stories about people like you that were being harassed by the IRS and didn't owe what they were told initially. Or they'll tell you stories about how they stopped all IRS collection actions the same day, or how they helped set up installment agreements or got debts reduced through the proper submission of an offer and compromise. Call Blue Tax right now. It's a free call, totally free, and it can save you a fortune. And get the IRS off your back today. Blue Tax, you can trust them to help you here. Call Blue Tax now at 1-800-501-7730. That's 800-501-7730. One last time, 800-501-7730, or visit BlueTax.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America, pay attention. Don't wait for the next natural disaster or fight for global domination to prepare yourself with Chef 5-Minute Meals. These delicious self-heating home-style meals are 5-year shelf-stable and require no water, no refrigeration, no microwave. Tasty enough for Rachel Ray, tough enough for the apocalypse. Get yours at chef5mm.com or call 888-959-6502. Don't depend on the government. Be ready. Chef, the number 5mm.com.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-iron battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. The SunSocket Solar Generator. Stay plugged in.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. Now, we do have a variety of ways that you can help the show. One of them is to promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get details there on how to get a free bumper sticker for the show. And that's sending a self-addressed stamped envelope to an address. You can go to promote.freetalklive.com to learn about that. Also grab web banners and graphics, get flyers you can print out and distribute, and more. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. We appreciate anything you do, especially sharing the show. It's one of the most important things, is to share a favorite episode of Free Talk Live via our website. Just click the share button on any archive, and it'll make it easy to share it on Facebook or Twitter or wherever it is that you like to spend time online.
We recently read an article that said that 25% of Americans had heard of Bitcoins. And it's not a surprise. They've gotten all kinds of news coverage, and probably a good percentage of those 75% heard about them. They just don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
And that more than half, about 66%, two-thirds of Americans, trusted Bitcoins, but far fewer of them didn't actually had them. So if you're interested in getting into the new online currency called Bitcoins, it's a cryptographic currency, and it's a fascinating new invention, and one that I think is going to greatly increase human freedom. It gives you complete control over your money, unlike you have today with banks and governments having basically control over your money. And it also gives you the ability to send and receive money on the internet at a negligible fee, if a fee at all. So free or negligible. And to anywhere in the world. So if you want to send money to somebody in North Korea for free, you can do it with Bitcoins. Try doing that with PayPal. If you want to get a Bitcoin account, get it at blockchain.info. It's the best place to do it. You can have your account, not just on your laptop, but you can have, or your desktop or whatever, but you can have it on your phone too.
It's so handy.
Blockchain.info. It's got great encryption techniques. It keeps the folks from knowing about what you're doing.
Didn't you just buy some tacos with your blockchain app?
I did, actually. Just bought some tacos with some Bitcoins using my blockchain app.
Really?
So it's
cool.
Blockchain.info.
All right, so more coming up here. Your calls, welcome, about whatever's on your mind. It's the live Saturday show. We've got Skype, by the way. You can Skype into us at username lrn.fm. We go to Frank, listening in Pennsylvania, on the toll-free lines. Hey, Frank.
Okay, we're back again. Let me explain something.
So you were saying you were getting robbed. You were an Obama supporter.
I was walking home to my house about, I was 50 feet from my house. Now, the neighborhood, the homes start at 600,000, go up to over a million.
Where is this, in Philly?
I don't want to mention this because
fair enough.
Here's what happened. The lowlifes, one was white and one was African American. They were both young, about 18 years old, 17 years old.
Okay.
Now, I first thought that they hit me with a pipe from behind. But when the doctors, now, and I was in two hospitals in two states, and when they hit me, they came up on my left side from behind, and boom, and I went down, but I started to see him, and the second one, the African-American, had a butter knife stabbing me in the back, but it was cold, so it wouldn't go through the coat, you know, a rounded butter knife.
What?
That's a heck of a thing to try to stab somebody with. Okay.
He was trying to stab me. Well,
I'm sorry, what was that?
I said, excuse me. What happened next was a guy in another house seen. He grabbed the baseball bat. I'm knocked out cold.
Jeez.
He saved my life and they ran.
Now, wow, man.
What would Al Sharpton do if I killed one black if I had a gun and one of these...
You know, I'll tell you what, Frank, I'm interested in hearing what you're asking, but you've got a bad cell, so if you can maybe, I don't know where you are, if you're indoors, get outside.
Stand on one leg, like lift an arm.
If you're driving, pull over and get out of the car or something like that. Not in a dangerous area, you know, or like hurt
yourself. Robbed, get in the head with a baseball bat.
Somebody hitting you or something like that. But maybe call back. He just dropped off, by the way, off the line. But it's, I don't know what, I want to know what question he was asking there toward the end. I imagine he was going to try to tie it back into Barack Obama somehow, because he did mention in the front of his call that he was a Barack Obama voter and then went to tell the story about how his neighbor saved him.
He mentioned Trayvon Martin, and I think that there's, like, it's interesting how this case became racially charged. There's all kinds of information and misinformation out about this case, and it's difficult for anybody to know what happened. So, and if you, it's sort of politically incorrect to believe that he wasn't killed for racial reasons, right? Like, I've heard that Zimmerman volunteered with African-American kids. It seems difficult to believe that a racist is volunteering with African-American kids.
Seems very difficult, yeah.
And I think that there's so much... There's so much in the air about this that I don't really even know how to approach it. Obviously, racism's bad. You shouldn't make judgments based on the pigment of somebody's skin. But people do make judgments on all kinds of other things, and they aren't
about
getting
age.
Mentioned. The, right,
young
age,
males.
Age is an issue. Males, gender is another issue. Gender hasn't even been brought into this, by the way. I mean, the abject sexism that went on here.
What would have George
people's
Zimmerman
judgments,
done?
Not just Zimmerman, but everybody. Because it's not being mentioned, it is sexism. If Trayvon Martin had been a woman instead of a man, the chances are good he or she would have never been in the situation in the first place. It would have never occurred.
Yeah, how would that have transpired if Zimmerman even said anything?
And garb? Garb's important. People talk about the hoodie, and yeah, is the hoodie used by some people to protect their identity? Sure it is.
Frank's back. We're going to give him another shot here, see if we have a better signal with him. Frank, are you there?
Yeah, I lost my signal.
Yeah, the last part we heard was your neighbor came out, you were unconscious, he saved you by bringing a baseball bat out there and continued.
And swinging on him. And I started to come to, and they robbed me about $65, and blood was all over.
Yep.
So they took me to the hospital, and I couldn't identify him because they hit me from behind. But let me tell you why I called, and this is relating to Trayvon Martin's case. I have relatives up in Syracuse, New York, and there's a great African-American police chief up there named Frank Fowler, and he put a big story in the Syracuse News on Sunday, June the 2nd, and I want to educate all the white people, black people, or whoever's in this country. In the news story, June the 2nd of this year, Sunday's paper, Syracuse, Frank Fowler says he's got a man dead up there, 51 years old. I don't know if the people were white or black, but this game called Knockout has been around for over since 1992. It started, and all these young teenagers do it.
What is
so
it?
When I read that, that was before knockout. The Trayvon Martin case. Now, hold on.
Wait, what is it? What is the knockout?
See, you don't even know it. It's a game that they have, these teenagers. They have it either white teenagers, black teenagers. It's called knockout. They take their fist and try to bust you in the nose, break your nose, and knock you out. Now, this
like a terrible game.
This story was before the Trayvon Martin verdict.
Okay.
Now, let's go to step two. It's going on in New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. If you're a radio commentator, get that paper and read the story. The woman who wrote the story was Sarah Patterson at Syracuse.com. S-A-R-A.
Okay. Well, what's the point?
Okay. Now, here's the point. If you remember, Trayvon Martin's lawyers subpoenaed the cell phone calls in Texas from Trayvon Martin, but the judge wouldn't let him in. On the texts and the messages, his own teenage so-called brothers, and I'm not racist, I'm telling you this, was telling him, you can't play the game, knockout. Because the last guy beat you half to death. Well, I'll get the next one. And that was on his phone text. Then, at the trial, now I didn't watch the trial, but some other talk show host brought up that either it was his girlfriend or something. He called her and said that a cracker was following him. And she told him, well, if you want to be my man, she said something exactly like, if you want to be my man, you better go and knock that cracker out. And he went there, and if
I haven't, this is a claim I have yet to hear. I haven't heard this claim at all.
So are you just simply indicting teen culture here, saying that you know teenagers are playing this knockout game?
I'm adding two and two. I'm adding text calls and his phone calls.
I'm not sure what any of that has to do with Barack Obama, but thanks for the call, Frank.
Appreciate hearing
from you at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I do have a little bit of information about Knockout here. We'll talk about that, what exactly it is. First I've heard of it. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. With brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.